Within every electronic device, there lies a seed, dormant and waiting to be released somewhere between 18 months and 2 years. It will sprout and begin to choke the life out. And if you've got an iPod, you know exactly what we're talking about. You press the power button, and what happened was nothing. iTunes won't even see it. Now you wish you warranted it. The doom seed has germinated. Your iPod shall not be resuscitated. Figure out what you gon' do with your dead iPod. Write a eulogy and bury it in your backyard. Even though it's broke, just pretend like it's not, to avoid conversation with strangers at the bus stop. Use it as a weapon if you're being attacked. You know what? On second thought, scratch that. Tape it to your body, call it a bot switch. Put it in a hoagie, call it an iPod witch. A paperweight is lame unless there's a fan on your desk. And even in that case, a manhole cover works best. Or keep it simple, cause less is more. Put it in a shoebox in the back of a drawer. Then 50 years from today, your grandkids will find it and say,
you listen to music on this? You mean when you were a kid, you didn't have music uploaded directly to your brain? And you'll say, no, we just had iPods.